Hello.
Hello, it's Wayne Gaskell out here in Tampa.
Hi, Wayne. This is Ava Schutzman. How you doing?
Hi, doing fine. Just sitting here eating my pizza pie, you know?
Excellent. That's a good thing to do. It's just you and me right now, and hopefully Sally will dial in soon. I am not sure how many people we're going to have. We got two more last week, and one of them can't come, and the other one already got together with Sally on Monday. Okay. So it may just be us, but we'll see. We have a couple others who signed up and forgot to come last time. We're all getting forgetful.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't know. What is the purpose of the call? I really don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, Sally, who used to be in sales at Digital, is a real estate professional now, and she has a prepared set of comments about foreclosure programs that are available. I guess government foreclosure sponsored probably, and but she'll be happy to answer any kind of question you have that, you know, and if she can't get to it, I'll try to find another resource that will, you know, afterwards. If it's like another state, or, well, you're in Tampa, so it won't matter. She can probably answer anything about Florida.
I just saw the foreclosure. I'll be quiet.
Hello, this is Royce.
Hi.
This is Royce Fuller.
Royce. Hi, Royce. Nice to have you join us. We have Wayne Gaskell's on the line, and Royce and Sally should be here momentarily.
Hi, this is Sally. Hello, everyone.
Great. Hi, Sally. It's Ava. We have two others besides myself on the line right now. Royce Fuller from, I think, Acton, Mass.
Yes.
And Wayne Gaskell from Tampa.
Hello, Sally. How you doing?
Ava, this is Lynn. I'm on, too.
Oh, great. Okay, Lynn. Lynn Lee. From currently from Delray Beach in Nashua. let's see. We had a couple others who were planning to dial in. Let me see. Andy Wertheim said she wasn't sure she could make it, and Sue Yarger, who was called last week, couldn't make it this week, but we are recording the con call, and I'll send out the link to the folks who signed up and couldn't make it.
Can you sit somewhere else?
So I guess with that, I'd like to ask Sally to get the ball rolling. Sally Harry,
okay.
Is a, I think, 17 years at Digital in sales, Sally, was it?
Close to 20.
Okay. And so with that fabulous background, has gone off and built a successful real estate career for herself, which she's now going to share a little bit about with us.
You're so generous. Okay. Well, hello and good late afternoon, early evening to everyone. Yes, I'm Sally Herring, fellow Deckie. Was with Digital for close to 20 years in sales, originally from Chicago, although I've lived in Southeast Florida, the Lauderdale area, just to give you a little background, for, gosh, over 30 years, and worked from the Lauderdale area for Digital for close to 20. Then I moved on to Ernst & Young Technologies, covering the Southeast, all in technology sales, and then moved over to Atlanticon and healthcare consulting. So about 2.5 years ago, I decided to focus on real estate 100% of my time. I got my license, almost 15 years ago and used it as a secondary. So I've been at it full focus, 100% of my time, and enjoying it very much. It's very dynamic market, so whether it's your local or from a national perspective. But I wanted to give a little information to the market today. Again, real estate is very local for sure, although there are national and regional, especially national dynamics that affect us all, that being foreclosures and short sales based on the last few years of the market crash. So I had put a lot of information together in front of me, and I will tell you, instead of stating facts and figures relative to regional or local, that really may not be of interest to someone sitting in Seattle or Nashua, I thought it might be a good idea to just talk about a couple, just highlight a couple national federal programs available to homeowners that whether it pertains to you or not, and I'll just skim over it and highlight it. And then I thought, Ava, it's okay with you and to the audience here, is to open up it up for a Q&A. So if anyone has any pertinent, you know, specific questions that they're interested in, I could address if that's good for everyone.
That is perfect. That is perfect.
Okay. Okay, good. So we all know that from the market crash of the banks lending to back in, early 2000s up to 07, 08, banks lending to everyone with a pulse that didn't have a real chance of making a mortgage payment, that now it's gone to the extreme with compliances and federal mandates, that credit is extremely tight. As a result, of course, foreclosures are still steadily growing. And I'm not going to talk about facts and figures, but one that really blows most people away is, you know, Florida is one state. And again, I know others are sitting in different parts of the country, but just a real mind-blowing figure is that just in January alone, last month, South Florida, not all of Florida, had 4,400 foreclosures.
Wow.
Just for the month, which is up, and I'm giving you this startling fact only because it's a reflection of where the market is today. Now, of course, you know, other areas in the country may not – I'm getting some feedback here. Other areas in the country aren't as hardly hit, such as parts of California, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida. The 4,400 foreclosures in South Florida alone in January is up 53% from last year, January 2012. So again, what does that mean to us? As the old digital training, what does that mean to us? What that means is it's an investor market. There are great deals out there. Everyone wants to get a good deal in terms of those that are prospective buyers. It's a lucrative market in terms of from the perspective of a cash investor buyer. The last 4.5 years, much of the buying has been from cash investors, whether within the U.S. or outside the U.S., and banks like cash today. The credit is extremely tight. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I have clients with great credit, professionals, you know, making $200,000-$300,000 a year, and they still can't get credit unless they put a good 40-50% down, which many people don't have. So given that challenge, it's really opened up and quite lucrative for the cash investor. I have many cash investor buyers that are buying up what is called in the market distressed properties for the purpose of rehabbing, you know, renovating them, fixing them up, and renting them or flipping them. And majority of them are renting them. Renters are a big part of the market today because many people cannot get the credit, so rents are going sky high, regardless of, and I'm not speaking of just South Florida. So that's just a little oversight. Again, I don't want to, you know, inundate you with things you may not be interested in. But one thing I thought would be of interest to everyone are these federal programs. You know, we all like acronyms from digital days. By the way, I'm still going through the postmortem, okay? I still shake my head thinking, wow, I miss digital. But I will tell you one thing, and I know Ava's probably laughing there off her chair, is digital, you know, the years of digital trained me so well for the business world. I don't know about you folks, but certainly for sales in terms of the training, I had the good fortune of going through the six-month training and falling in love with, you know, yes, New Hampshire and all of that. The training was so well done in terms of fundamental sales skills training. It really prepared me, and to this day, I utilize that. So anyway, I digress. Some of the federal programs, one in particular is called HAMP, H-A-M-P. And, oh, by the way, I will be sending a couple slides, just, you know, links if you're interested in looking at that and probably tomorrow, and Ava can send it to everyone. HAMP stands for Home Affordable Modification Program, and many of you, I'm sure, have heard or read about this. It lowers your monthly mortgage payment for those that are currently in a home to 31% of your monthly gross to make your payments more affordable. Because many people have found certainly the last few years that they're underwater, meaning that they owe more than what their property is worth based on the county appraiser's office. And the appraiser's office gets the same data as where I get it, and that's based on comps. That's what's recently sold. So, again, many areas, most areas in the country, not just Florida, in the country, not all, I emphasize, but most have decreased considerably because of the foreclosures, the distressed properties impacting the value. So the typical HAMP modification results in a 40% drop in your monthly mortgage payment. So the point being is that it can reduce your payments by up to $1,000 or more if that's something that will help an individual remain in their home versus just walking away. And, you know, the banks don't want to be landlords, and they're just, all the banks are so overwhelmed. I'm working short sales for the last couple of years, and it's a lengthy process. The banks dictate what the value is. The banks dictate how the process will be done and the length of the process. But the HAMP program has helped many people. It is a lengthy process. Basically, some banks are approving what is called a principal mortgage reduction, and I'll send you in an email more verbiage on that. In view of the property value going down. It's a lengthy process. Some people have hired attorneys to help them through the way because banks have attorneys representing them, and so should you. One other program I'll skim over briefly is what's called the HARP program, acronym for Home Affordable Refinance Program, if you're current on your mortgage and have been unable to obtain a traditional refi, because many banks are really tough on refis today, because the value of your home has declined, you may be eligible to refinance through HARP. And again, these are all compliments of our President Obama, and it has helped thousands of people in the country to remain in their homes. Trust me when I tell you, I do work South Florida, but I also have clients in other parts of the country, from my contacts with digital, from my family contacts and referrals and marketing. But basically, HARP is designed to help you refi into a new affordable and more stable mortgage. Again, I'll send you more details on that interesting reading. But, you know, if that's something that pertains to you, if you're interested in it, if not, maybe you can share it with a neighbor, a friend, or relative, what have you. But many in South Florida, it's up to 30% of people in their homes now are what's called below water. So it's underwater mortgages are a huge, huge issue in the economy. So those are just two programs. There are others. Again, they're federal programs. And, oh, by the way, the banks, if you're equipped and knowledgeable, the banks must comply with your request. There was a recent settlement of $26 billion bank settlement. Those banks were Bank of America, Chase, and a couple others. And the settlement is a result of Obama coming down on them, telling them that the what's called robo-signing, especially the big banks, were signing foreclosures fast and furious, throwing people out of their homes when they really had no legal right to do so. So as a result, they had to pay $26 billion. The $26 billion was spread through the states where for the purpose of helping those that got screwed on it, basically. More on that in the email. So distressed properties are appealing to most buyers, not only cash investor buyers, but also first-time buyers. And it's a big part of the market today, very big part of the market. But again, tight credit makes it hard for even those, as I mentioned earlier, with good credit. So again, it's a busy market. I am very busy, which I'm grateful for. One thing I will leave you with, if anything, and that is certainly engage a professional realtor. Even just if you have any questions, you know, I'm happy to help you with anything, and via email or phone call. But certainly engage a professional who will represent you and guide you through the process. I mean, recently I had a little sit-down discussion with Lynn, who's on the con call, and Lynn's from New Hampshire, and she's looking to possibly, you know, invest in some properties. And so I'm helping her, guiding her through that. And there are many options. There's a lot out there, but you need someone to really help you and guide you. And, of course, at no cost to you, you know. So that's my quick little highlight. I thought I would open it up to Q&A if anyone has any questions I could address.
This is Royce.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, this is Royce Fuller. I had a question. It seems to me that if the foreclosure process is still going on, in fact, it sounds like it's going on very strongly, that that's going to continue to depress house prices for quite some time still, because these properties will come back onto the market at lower prices. And it seems to me it'll take several years more before values begin to go up. Is that a fair assessment, or do you see things differently?
Yes, you're correct in that. The industry analysts, and I get, I'm by the way, I'm a member of the National Association of Realtors, Florida Association of Realtors. I sit on two boards. And the industry analysts, not just from a Florida perspective, but national, is that foreclosures will be in the market. We're dealing with not only individuals, but banks for the next 2 to 3 years at least.
Mm-hmm. And that'll continue
again, I was just going to say, again, the banks are just overwhelmed with its paperwork. It's a huge mess, if I could be so crude to state so. Now, that doesn't make people happy that have been doing the right thing and making their monthly mortgage payments, and yet there may be a foreclosure next door or a few in their community, that, yes, it absolutely affects your value, unfortunately, because those distressed properties brings that value down, whether it's a county appraiser that's valuing it, which is most case, or a national appraiser hired to appraise it. So, and it's all based on comps. Comps meaning what are the closed sales in that area, not 20 miles away or, you know, in that area, what are the closed sales comparable to that property? So it's going to, as I mentioned, they're looking at another 2-3 years of cleaning up the foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning up meaning getting people back into them. There are, by the way, which I'll send you some information in my email, there are many counties, especially in Florida, I can speak about specifically, that are assisting buyers to buy distressed properties and offering resources in terms of people helping maybe to lay new tile or fix the plumbing, because many of the people that walked away from their homes, they just took, some of them took everything. I mean, I have been in $3-4 million homes where they just took everything. So, you know, which is a real crying shame, but the bank is on the hook to making that property feasible to sell. So my point is the county now has been given funds federally and from a state level to help renovate that property and make it livable. So there are, it's a lengthy process, but those programs are available, which is encouraging. And again, you know, it all goes back to taxpayer dollars paying for this huge mess. And I know I'm not painting a pretty picture, but the good news is there are programs for, you know, to help people get into distressed properties and have the county assist in renovating them. Renovating meaning making it livable and updating it.
Hey, Sally, it's Wayne Gaskell. How you doing up here in Tampa?
Okay, hi.
Fine, how you doing? When you, I don't think it's totally gloom, to be honest with you. But, like, I live up here north of Tampa, about 15 miles, and the communities here have, we believe, have reached sort of seek the bottom. In fact, there's the, probably in the development that I live in, there's 551 homes. And recently, the actual bottom, actually it's about a year ago, the bottom line, the bottom has been reached. And some of the houses are coming back up with nice, you know, not what they paid for if they bought them in 2005 or 6, but if they bought them in 2003 or 4, the values of the properties are getting back up very close to what people paid for them. So, and the homes here are in fact starting to move. And, you know, it's not that bad. Now, when you say the distressed properties, I mean, I got a friend up here that's buying properties that are like 50, 60, 70K, and he's doing, you know, the HUD program, if you will, and he's going to the bank, and he got some kind of a line of credit for like 3 points, and he's basically buying them for like 50, 60K, renting them back out again, and figures that in 5 or 6 years he'll be able to basically own the home because the mortgage payment is less than what the rental is, and he's basically financing them short term on a, almost like a personal note type thing. But right. I mean, I see things turning. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Move. It's not like if I had this call 2 years ago, I would say Jesus Christmas. Everything is like holy mackerel. We're going south, you know. But at least up here things appear okay. Appeared to be to actually have turned a curve, if you will. Okay, and you know, just point in case, there was a fellow that sold a house here for like $330 2 years ago, and a young lady just sold it again recently for $330. Okay, so I mean, it was like it's sort of like holding its own right now, and I don't think I'm blowing smoke up my butt, but it seems to stabilize here, and if anything else, it could possibly be on the upswing.
Well, you know, that's a very good point. In fact, I failed to mention that inventory, yes, you're right, that it's not all, I don't mean to paint a picture of doom and gloom. No, no, no. All I'm saying is foreclosed properties are here for a while because there's millions of them across the country. I'm not just talking about St. Peter, Tampa, but your point is well taken, and you're absolutely right that take your community. Inventory resales, the inventory for resales is diminishing because people that have the means to purchase are buying, and cash investors are buying up distressed properties or just typical regular resales. So yes, your point is a good one. It's not doom and gloom. I don't mean to paint that picture. I have various buyers of different backgrounds, different means, and the luxury market that I also work in, which is about 30% of my market, is busier than ever.
Right.
You know, so, and I'm talking, luxury is 800K and up. So,
right.
So yeah, some areas are vibrant, and some builders are just cannot build fast enough. That's a good thing because the county's looking for more home building permits. That's a great source of revenue for them. And again, I hate to keep repeating myself, but here I go. Real estate is local, you know? So what is happening in Broward, you know, Lauderdale or you know, a specific area may not be evident to Atlanta. So, but trust me when I tell you, foreclosures are here for a while. What that means is, no, not doom and gloom that people are going to be losing their homes, but what it means from a buyer's perspective is the market is there for the investor. So yes, but you have a very good point because on regular resales where you don't have to mess with the short sale or foreclosure or what's called deed in lieu where the bank has already taken it over or the HOA has already taken over, and that's a whole other discussion, is HOA meaning homeowner association has taken over the property. Is is evident of today's market dynamic. So, but you have a good point.
And you said something that's right on the money, and that is if you're going to be looking into properties down here, especially if you're based outside of Florida, you've got to have a competent person to represent you, because there's just so much that goes on. And I see it here in my little nest here, so to speak. There's like four or five realtors that live here, and they sort of really help folks out. And if you move outside the community and go 15 miles or 10 miles west of here, you end up going out where they're, you know, mom and pop little houses that are worth, you know, low dollars, if you will. But a lot of those homes are really good opportunities to buy and rent and get back out of.
Oh, yeah. Renovating them, renting them, and it's, the ROI, return on investment is there. And then, you can't go wrong. For the most part, cash investors cannot go wrong with buying up distressed properties, providing they do the right thing in renovating them, getting a good renter in there, because a lot of people, again, are renting because they can't get approved to buy. But I'm back where I started.
No, it's true.
You have good questions and good points. Yeah, you're living, you can see what's going on in your community every day, for sure.
This
is Royce again. A follow-up question. Is the inventory of houses or properties for sale, is it stable or is it going down at this point in spite of foreclosure?
Good question. Now, I can't speak for, L.A. or certain national areas, but I can speak intelligently and factually, which I like to do, so I'm prefacing that, that I know in Florida, as a state, inventories are drastically down because of the buying that's been going on from investor buying the last, 5 years, 5.5 years. So to answer your question, inventories in Florida, way down. Which is good because it makes it a seller's market in a sense, and that's a whole nother discussion. But I can't speak specifically for other states. I would have to do some some searching on that. I do have access. I just paid big bucks last year for access to a national database, which really helps me with helping people. I have a brother in Seattle, which helps me to have that MLS, multiple listing service, access to the whole country, which is good. whether I'm looking to see what's available on the market or what has closed or what's pending sale on the market. When did it close, at what price did it close versus what was the asking price, and how long was it on the market? So that data is important. But, again, to answer your question, inventory has gone down considerably.
Mm-hmm. Another question, if I'm not asking too many here.
No, go ahead.
You mentioned that a lot of people are renting because they can't buy, and you said investors are buying properties to rent them because there's people out there that want to rent. So I see two things. It seems like two opposing dynamics here. There's a lot of properties that are being made available to renters, and there's a lot of people who want to rent. So does that say that rental prices are stable, or are rental prices
going up? Big time. Rent has gone up in the last 2 years, sky high. Regardless of where you are. Now, I'm not talking about Bumfui, Iowa. I'm talking about No offense to those sitting in Iowa, but I'm talking about metropolitan areas for the most part. Mm-hmm. And rents have gone sky high because rentals are in demand.
Okay.
Again, banks are very tight on the credit. They have gone through a huge paradigm shift of, you know, approving mortgages to those that didn't have a chance in hell, excuse the French, and making a mortgage payment to an extreme of, even with perfect credit, a 900 credit score, and, you know, someone's making $200K a year, they want 40% down, and a lot of young professionals don't have 40%. You know, so rent continues to increase in terms of dollar amount, and rentals are a huge part of the market from a cash investor perspective, the buyer perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a nice, strong ROI. You get that check in the mail every month, your rental check. So, and then you build a little equity and then use that equity. That's what my investors are doing. Use that equity to buy another investment property. And, you know, those with the means are doing very well. But anyway, I hope I answered your question.
No, that's good.
You know, where exactly are you? What geography are you?
I'm in the Boston area.
Oh, okay.
So, one other question in that regard: do you have any experience with multifamily properties?
Yes.
Values of multifamily properties stable or going up, or what's happening with them?
Well, in most areas, multifamily is skyrocketing because of the cost, the lower cost of the property versus a single family dwelling. Let me back up the bus for a moment. Multifamily is defined in the real estate market as a unit with four townhouses or five townhouses in one unit. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I'm thinking about a three-family or four-family apartments. You know, apartments into kind of a multifamily.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. Multifamily is on the increase. Builders have been building more multifamily because the cost to do so is less and the taxes are less, so it's appealing to a buyer. And the buyer is looking for a property. Let's get into a property. We don't have to pay rent. We'll be building some equity, and we have a home. The answer is yes.
And the value, I mean, it sounds like the builders are building more of these, but are the values of existing ones going up because there's a demand for them?
Well, it depends on the area, what's in the community, you know. It really depends. It's a good question, but it would depend on the community's closed sales. If there's foreclosures in that community, it's going to drag a new property down, a new property value down. It's just a matter of economy of scale. So it depends on the activity, the recent activity in that community, the buying and the selling of that community.
Okay.
That's what
Thank you.
Dictates, you're welcome, that's what dictates market value.
Okay. Thank you, that's helpful.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on, but oh my gosh.
No, that's,
I'm not sure if others are
interested. Any other questions? Okay, I have one. Let me see. Something like 2004, my husband and I bought our house in Nashua about a month before the first big crash, and we paid $410,000 for it. And now I understand it's going for something like $175,000 to $200,000 maybe. And I was wondering if there was something I should be doing to maybe try to get my house reassessed for tax purposes, which I never bothered doing.
Well, let me, again, back up the bus. When you say it's going for 100, what do you mean by saying it's going
recent sales. What did you call the, I forgot, the comparables?
Okay, so that's recent sales or what the county is appraising you at?
The county always appraised it at much less, maybe two-thirds of what I paid. I mean, that's probably typical, right? Even so, there's still a big difference between the current selling and the current selling
right.
price of houses in our neighborhood, which has like, we have 500 houses in our neighborhood, and there are 100 in my part, in the single family part of our neighborhood, and there's probably, of those 100, there might be 25 that are like my house.
All right, so you're holding a mortgage on this, or did you pay cash?
No, we paid. We paid cash because we were, we paid cash because we sold another one.
So you paid cash.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will say this. The fact that you paid cash, I'm just going to say it. The fact that you paid cash is, you're based on what you said, and until I see real market data, based on what you just depicted, you're definitely underwater, and you're I would just hold tight. It's probably not going to come back, and I hope I'm wrong for your sake, because you bought at the high end. Those that bought at the high end before 2007 are not happy people. So, again, it depends. If you're in it for the long haul and you not looking to sell in the next few years, then you're fine. If you're looking to flip it, then you're screwed. Excuse the candidness. But again, you paid cash, so you will be experiencing a loss if you're looking to resell in the next few years. If you're not,
right.
If you're looking at it as a permanent residence, then yes, it's disturbing that the values have gone down. But you're not alone. There are millions.
I understand that. What I was wondering was, is it possible to file some kind of a paperwork with the city to have the assessor's office reassess your house based on bill isn't
okay.
as much.
Good question. That's something you can do at your county appraiser's office. I'm not familiar, with New Hampshire, whichever.
Right.
Okay. But that is something I would encourage you to take the initiative and do an actual in-person visit to ask, will you reassess based on current market value? Will you reassess? And that's a simple question they should be able to address. And I can give you maybe some pointers, but basically what they're going to do, that's going to help your property tax, but that's all.
Right. Well, that's probably better than nothing. I understand
again,
that.
It's unfortunate. Those that bought at the high end,
yeah.
it's you know, it's unfortunate. It really is. But you, I'm sure you're happy, and it's gratifying to have
that
beautiful home. So, you know,
that's absolutely true.
Exactly.
And
it's an emotional thing, too, because a lot of people are thinking, oh, the numbers. And that is disturbing. It's frustrating. But not to sound, you know, naive, but I know so many people that say, Sally, you know, screw it. We love our home. We're making our mortgage payment. It's valued less than what we owe. It's good schools. The kids are, we're happy. We're just in it for the long haul. So, you know.
Right. No, we're absolutely in it because we're not ready to move to down to Florida full time yet. But we're, you know, eventually we probably will. But we don't really need to sell the house until then.
That's good. Then you're in a good position.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well. Are there any other questions before we wrap up?
No, I have no more questions. I really appreciate the information and look forward to getting the email. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send some links and again, it might be boring reading, but there are a ton of programs out there. Even if it doesn't pertain to you individually, personally, it's good to know and maybe, you know, share it with others. And I will say this. I don't profess to be an expert, but I will tell you I'm happy to help any of you, any questions, any guidance, happy to do so. And appreciate the opportunity to chat about this. There's a lot to talk about for sure. And
you're going to put your webpage on there, right, Sally?
Oh yeah. I'll just forward everything to Ava, and then she can send it out there. And good luck to everyone. And
I have a quick question. Nothing to do with the call. Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
What's Bill Weiss? Do you know what Bill Weiss is doing these days? You know Bill Weiss?
That's funny. Sure, I know Bill. I worked in the office with him for many years. In fact, he moved over to IBM. Oh, gosh. You know, to answer your question, I think he went off. I think he's at Dell or I'm not sure.
Alrighty.
Check out his Facebook or LinkedIn or something.
Yeah,
because,
he's on that.
He was at. He went back. You know, he was with IBM when he came to digital, and then he went back in the early 2000s, I think.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. I look forward to getting your email, and certainly thank you very much for your time.
Well,
yes,
you're very
you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sally. Yeah, we appreciate
say hi
your
to
sharing
Howard.
Your expertise.
Say hi to Howard.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Okay, we'll be
bye-bye.
Emailing. Bye. Thank you again, Sally. That was terrific.